Right, just coming up to 11:36 at Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch, which I've just been eating some cake, actually. I haven't shared it with anyone. I feel really greedy. And now I'm joined in the studio. I've got four people. Say hi, people.
Hi, people.
Do you know, that was nearly a harmony. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Cara White, who was my guest, actually, back in March. Can't believe that was long ago, actually. She was here to talk about her book at the time, Fusion. She's in to talk about her new book, The Redemption of Soul Dallas. She's under contract with an American independent publishing house. And I knew it was meant to come out in December, but now it's 27th of January, isn't the book's coming out?
Yeah, that's right.
Which is fantastic. So if people hadn't heard you from before, how old are you, for a start?
I'm 20 now.
20?
Yeah.
Very young writer, really young writer, because I think you look about 17. You look, yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
You'll be pleased with that when you get older, I can tell you. Now, tell everybody about how you started writing and the subject that you write about as well.
Well, I've always been an avid reader.
Yeah.
And like I said, when I was here in March, I read a rather bad book and I was like, well, I suppose I could do better than this if I were to write something, and I did have a lot of ideas. So it was just a matter of getting those ideas together and forming them into some kind of substance that I could create into a book. And when I was 16, I did an ICS course for writing a bestseller, and that was when I wrote my first book, A Passionata.
Mm.
Terrible book. I sent that out to agencies. It didn't get picked up, but it had a lot of positive feedback, and I just kept going from there, really. And I write young adult, well, I have been writing young adult stuff, more like sci-fi and dystopian and paranormal romance and all of that. But The Redemption of Soul Dallas is a YA contemporary, and the book I'm working on now is more of a new adult psychological thriller, so it's more of a wider spectrum now that I'm getting older.
Now, tell us about the book that's coming out in via America on the 27th of January. Tell everybody about that book, where you got the idea from.
The idea actually came from Megan.
Is this your
friend.
Sister?
No, this is my best friend.
I didn't know that you were a sister.
No, I'm just
She's my adopted sister.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. We've known each other our whole lives.
Oh, right, okay.
Pretty much.
You'd been to Brighton, hadn't you?
Yeah,
she'd gone to Brighton.
Brighton's fabulous, isn't it?
You have to go there sometimes.
But
she'd been to Brighton for the day, and she was telling me that she'd seen this homeless teenage boy on the streets, and I thought, oh, was really sad, and I said to her, like, what would life be like if you took him in? Like, what would that involve? What sort of scenarios would you be placed in? What would your parents think and stuff like that? And I thought, it's a pretty good idea for a story, actually. So I wrote down the ideas and stemmed off from there. The book's about an anxiety burdened teenager called Lana, who lives with a very overbearing mother, and one night she sees that this homeless lad has been left for dead in the street, and he refuses to go to a hospital for personal reasons, but she will not leave him to die, so she takes him in. And it's basically about how they help each other and open their eyes to a different side of life in a more positive aspect, and he helps her overcome her anxiety, and even though he's reluctant for her help, he does, I don't know, grow as more of a positive person.
Yeah. And you can't obviously tell us the rest because it's in the book. You want people to buy the book.
Big cliffhanger.
And do you think, because you're saying when you came in, we'll talk about your other books as well, but you could see a film out of this as well.
Well, my friend Eleanor, she's an actress and a photographer, and she's been in a few movies. And she photographed the book cover, which will be revealed on 17th of December, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She did the photos for that, and she mentioned about making the book into a movie, and she said, would that be something I'd be interested in? And I said, well, if you wanted to do that, we could. And so at the moment, we've written down little script ideas and things like that, so we have to get a cast together and see how it goes.
Yeah, because that's the thing, isn't it? When you start doing that, you've got to do the dialogue and everything else and set the scene, so it's quite, you know. Yes.
You've got to get a director as well.
Yeah, and location. Well, there's been quite a few little films filmed around here recently, which have been zombie films.
Yeah, the Welcome to Essex one. Yeah. Mum and Dad are in that.
Are you in that, parents? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Will you come nearer to the microphone, parents? Come. So you're both zombies? Come nearest to the microphone. Sorry, yeah, if you can say. Yeah, you're both zombies.
Microphone.
I was a zombie, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
He was shot in a helicopter.
Oh, dear, that's unfortunate.
I was the pilot of the helicopter.
Yeah.
And my co-pilot was in the back, and he got it ate by zombies, and I blew the top of my head up with a gun.
Oh, well, at least you were in a film. I've never been in a film. Even did you get shot?
Just stopped me from getting bent by the time.
So that creativeness, it runs in the family then, creativeness then?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I suppose I get it more from my mum. She has a degree in performing arts. So.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, tell us about the other books as well, because when you first came in, I think it was in March, you were talking about another book that you had out at the time. So what's happening with that?
With Fusion, it has a contract with the same publishing house. But the market's moved on quite a bit from the dystopian and paranormal thing at the moment, yeah. So I've sort of withheld it.
Is it because things go in sort of trends?
Yes.
As in, like, you might have vampire books being quite popular, or romances last year, or kind of like because you had, I can't think of that film. What's that film that's coming out this year with that? It was terribly written, I thought it was dreadful book. You know, the bit risque book?
Oh, Fifty Shades of Grey.
That's Fifty Shades of Terror. Do you know, I bought all three of those books and I thought they were dreadful. Yeah. Absolutely dreadful. I mean, if that girl kept biting her bottom lip once, she did it about 50,000 times.
Awful. Had no face left.
Yeah, exactly. But there we go. So they go in, books are in fashion as well, same as for music.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's moved on from Twilight and... I can't really think of any genres, but off the top of my head. But like now, it's more like the contemporary stuff, like The Fault in Our Stars and all those John Green or whatever, and Nicholas Sparks books. And like, if I suppose the books that are being adapted into movies at the moment that are more paranormal and sci-fi are ones that have been published years before and they've been optioned for movie.
Yeah.
So they've already got a massive fan base and. They've got that support behind them, but for new authors trying to get into that category, I think it's quite difficult at the moment.
And what happens on the 27th of January, you've got your book, it's there, you can go and stand in the shop next to it and have a look at it. But what happens with getting the book out there for people to start reading it? What have you put in place to sort of, you know, take it further? Because you've got to have, obviously, Twitter, and you've got to make sure that people know about the book. It's the same with music, you've got to do a lot of promotion and then hope that somebody picks it up. Because all you need is one famous person to pick up the book, and then it just snowballs, doesn't it?
Yeah, listen to Howie, people. Retweet me. I tweet you a lot. Do me a favour. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. I have a blog, a website. I try and plaster it out there as much as I can. But as you said, it's just a matter of the right people finding it, really. And one of my friends in Canada, she's a massive book fan. And she, last night, agreed to be my admin for my page and help promote all of that stuff, and she's very, very talented at doing that. So yeah, it's just Ingatestone Library, people. Friday I will have a book display for Soul Dallas in there. Just trying to plaster it out there, really.
So tell us about Soul Dallas as well, because if people want to find out more, you've got Cara, so I'm going to get this wrong every time, Cara White's writes.blogspot.co.uk. I can never get it right. I just can't get my words out properly. You can say it. You'll say it much better than me.
Oh, without that, it's a bit of a tongue twister.
If people want to find out more, they can go to the website. And you're saying about Sold Alice.
Sold Alice.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's about that book.
That's the homeless teen one. Fusion is the dystopian one set in the future, with I can't even remember, it's that long ago that I wrote it, and I've been focusing on this one. But yes, if you want to find out more.
And you've got three books, haven't you, in total? Three?
I've written three ones that are complete. The fourth one was sort of a sequel to the first one, and no. Burn it.
So what are you going to be doing next? Well, you've got this book coming out on the 27th of January, so obviously you've got a lot of publicity for that.
Yes.
And have you started writing your next book?
That's the psychological thriller I was talking about. It's sort of a bit like, have you seen the movie Identity with John Cusack?
think I have, yeah. I've just, you know, watched so many films, I'm dreadful with films.
Well, it's sort of along that guideline, but basically it's about, this couple on a road trip, and they see these sinister signs directed directly to them. And throughout the night, various people get killed, but there is no person there, and people keep wandering off and fingers are pointed, and I've just got to map the rest of it out, but I really like it at the moment.
And so. do you just get an idea when you do your book? Do you just keep writing, or do you actually go, that's the beginning, that's the middle, that's the end, that's the character? How do you go about writing a book?
It's varied for all the books I've written. For Passionata, I literally had 100 post-it notes just plastered on my wall of chapter by chapter things, what was going to happen, and I planned the whole book before I wrote it. The same with Fusion, I went even deeper for that one, had a massive backstory for the parents, like if I wanted to do a prequel, because that was something I was interested in. Looked into vehicle mechanics and technology and all of that, and planned that before I wrote it as well. But with Sold Alice, I literally wrote that in like 3 months. There was no plan behind it, and it just flew out.
So you've got your books, what'd you say mum?
I said Sold Alice is my favourite book.
Yeah,
I made my boss cry with it. She read it, and yeah.
Audrey
Clark from Brentwood Community Print.
Hello, Audrey. Morning.
Thank you for reading it.
I was going to say give her a wave, but there's no point. You can say hello though to Audrey all together if you like.
Hi, Audrey.
It's like, we could all try it again. Make her feel good. She's listening. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hi, Audrey.
There you go. So don't say we don't say hello to people. So you've got, I said, you've got the book coming out on the 27th, which is going to be really exciting, because yes. I know before we had end of December, beginning of January, you've got your great family who support you in everything you do. Your mum and dad are both here, which must be, you know, fantastic.
Yes.
You're lucky. And you've got your best friend.
Oh,
I love your best friend's hair, by the way, which is purple. And I would. You're the same colour as the tints I've just put up behind. It's exactly the same colour, which is fantastic. So you've got your book coming out. You've got, if people want to find out more, as I said, it's, I'm going to say the website again because I get it wrong every time. Cara White Writes. You're on Facebook as well, which is / Cara /White. You're also on Twitter at @_CaraWhite_again. Did I say it wrong?
No.
CaraWhiteWrites.blogspot.co.uk.
That's all right.
See, I'm getting there. So hopefully you'll come back in January and come back and read out some excerpts.
That'd be brilliant.
Of the book would be fantastic. Maybe give us a little
funny accents as well.
Oh yeah. Come in and do the acting. Maybe do like a little 5-minute bit. That'd be fabulous.
Yes. Yeah, so do some sketches. Get Connor down.
Like, be my book character. I'd love that. That'd be brilliant. I've always wanted to have like a play in the studio.
Sorry,
so
Connor.
That'd be great. So we'll have a great Christmas. I know it's all exciting for you, and I know your mum and dad are heavily involved, and your dad was saying about you got flyers coming out and stuff going out, and there'll be lots of promotion.
Yeah.
And we'll try and give you as much help we can here at Phoenix as well by retweeting.
Thank you.
And obviously, people, we retweet. That's what you need. Just need to get it out there. It's the same with the music as when people come into, you know, with the new singles. The more you get it out there, the more people got a chance of reading it.
Exactly, that's what it is.
Hopefully, you're going to be very famous, and then I can be in your film as an extra
cameo,
and get shot in the head or something. Even if it doesn't happen. But thank you for coming in. If you missed the beginning bit of the interview, don't worry, because it will be going up on the website, and also all the details to the website, and also Blogspot and Twitter as well.
Thank you.
Lovely. All right, you have a lovely afternoon. Right, coming up next here's The Wanted with Walks Like Rihanna.